Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. We've got, I don't even know how to describe it. What do I want to say? You have the Summit Flotilla that is funded by Hamas. You've got a Portland police chief that is refusing to accept that there's violence taking part in the streets. Literally did nothing last night. Like the Portland police did absolutely nothing last night. I'm going to prove it to you. And then we're going to listen to the Portland police chief's statement on what an awesome job they're doing. I don't even know how to describe it. We also have CDLs, commercial driver's licenses, being issued to people in the United States that don't even have a name. Like, we're giving commercial driver's licenses in some states to people that literally did not even provide a name. All of this signifies a much larger issue over here at home. Yes, I said at home, even though I did mention the Summit flotilla that's currently on its way to Gaza. Why? Because we have Americans, one veteran that I'm aware of, that are currently floating around on those boats going over to break a siege in Gaza. There was also the rumored meeting of this man, not rumored. I mean, we knew it was going to happen. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, who ended up calling in all U.S. generals today, pretty much gathered generals up from around the world to speak to him. And he ended up putting something out a little bit earlier, but before we even get into the show, I want you guys to listen to what he has to say, because what he's talking about is very pertinent. It's the same thing that we have been complaining about. So as everybody's rolling in here this morning, number one, let me know where you guys are coming from. And number two, listen to what Pete Hegseth actually had to say.
I don't want my son serving alongside troops who are out of shape or in combat unit with females who can't meet the same combat arms physical standards as men, or troops who are not fully proficient on their assigned weapons platform or task, or under a leader who was the first, but not the best. Standards must be uniform, gender neutral, and high. If not, they're not standards. They're just suggestions. Suggestions that get our sons and daughters killed. When it comes to combat arms units, and there are many different stripes across our joint force, the era of politically correct, overly sensitive, don't hurt anyone's feelings leadership ends right now. At every level, either you can meet the standard, either you can do the job, either you are disciplined, fit, and trained, or you are out. And that's why today, at my direction, and this is the first of 10 Department of War directives that are arriving at your commands as we speak and in your inbox. Today, at my direction, each service will ensure that every requirement for every combat MOS, for every designated combat arms position, returns to the highest male standard only.
Ooh, the highest male standard. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not realize, or maybe you do, the amount of rumors that were flying around because of Pete Hegseth bringing in all of the, how do I want to say this, all of the generals and stuff from around the world. I mean, it was a huge rumor that we're going to go into World War III. We're going to be attacking Russia. We're going to be doing all sorts of things. There's going to be martial law declared. There's going to be all sorts of issues. Turns out he brought in all of the generals and staff in order to basically say the standards inside of the military suck and we're going to fix them.
Because this job is life or death. Standards must be met. And not just met, at every level, we should seek to exceed the standard, to push the envelope, to compete. It's common sense. And core to who we are and what we do, it should be in our DNA. Today, at my direction, we are also adding a combat field test for combat arms units that must be executable in any environment, at any time, and with combat equipment. These tests, they'll look familiar. They'll resemble the Army Expert Physical Fitness Assessment or the Marine Corps Combat Fitness Test. I'm also directing that warfighters in combat jobs execute their service fitness test at a gender-neutral, age-normed male standard scored above 70%. It all starts with physical fitness and appearance. If the Secretary of War can do regular, hard PT, so can every member of our joint force. Frankly, it's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops.
Now, I saw the comment that ended up rolling through that said this could have easily been a memo. You know what, man? You may or may not be correct that you could have just simply given a memo. However, listen to the words that Hegseth just said. It's getting tiring to see fat troops. Mentions them walking around the Pentagon. What this does is gives them an actual eyes on the force and direct passage of a message. Could this have been a policy by memo? Sure. Is it also an opportunity for Hegseth, Trump, and every other leader to be able to look at our military across the board and say, you're fat, you're fat, you're fat, fix yourself, you got 30 days. Because how many soldiers inside of their ranks that are sitting in there, and we all know that there's plenty of fat field grade officers. Somebody says, my mic is not great today. I think I know what the issue is. Let me go ahead and solve that problem for you. That should probably solve the problem for you. Saying, you're fat, you're fat, you're fat. This is them taking care of that problem. And that's what needs to be done. And it does need to be done in person, whether you like it or not. They need to be able to go out and take care of those piles of garbage. And as long as they're sitting there and they're pointing to them and they're saying, you're fat, you need to fix yourself. You can't have fat leaders telling fat soldiers that they're going to get fired if they don't get taken care of. Like, you can't do that. So, yes, I think Hegseth, well within his rights to sit there and tell him this. And this is the message, by the way, that everybody thought for some reason was going to end up being a massive invasion of Ukraine.
Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon and leading commands around the country and the world. It's a bad look. It is bad, and it's not who we are. So whether you're an airborne ranger or a chairborne ranger, a brand new private or a four-star general, you need to meet the height and weight standards and pass your PT test. And as the chairman said, yes, there is no PT test. But today, at my direction, every member of the joint force at every rank is required to take a PT test twice a year, as well as meet height and weight requirements twice a year, every year of service. Also today, at my direction, every warrior across our joint force is required to do PT every duty day. Should be common sense. I mean, most units do that already, but we're codifying it. And we're not talking like hot yoga and stretching. Real hard PT, either as a unit or as an individual. At every level, from the joint chiefs to everyone in this room to the youngest private, leaders set the standard. And so many of you do this already. Active, guard, and reserve.
That is a message which should have been supported and done a long time ago. You can't have fat leaders in the military. Pete Hegseth is absolutely correct in his statement here in demanding that they actually get off their butt and do their job. So you can whine about it. You can complain about it. The biggest lesson and the biggest takeaway from this is maybe stop spreading stupid rumors on the internet. Every single time an announcement like this happens, hey, we're gathering up all the generals. Well, shit, it must be World War III. We must be starting a brand new war. There must be martial law being declared in the United States. This is a fascist regime. Everybody's going to town. CH coming in, gifting out five Speak the Truth memberships. Also, Incog Faraday came in, gifting out an additional five before that. Thank you guys very much. This is the issue that I see here in the United States. And as we continue to roll down here, yeah, we're going to talk about Antifa being denied over inside of Portland. It's a big deal. We got one, troops that have been federalized that are going to be on their way. Oregon's trying to stop it with a lawsuit directed over at the United States government, hoping that one of their commie judges tries to jump in and say that it's not constitutionally sound, even though it's literally written in the Constitution, Title 10, what they are and aren't allowed to do. David Ross coming in, gifting out an additional five Speak the Truth memberships. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go over and give a listen. This is from Grant Stinchfield, and he's got Andy up here. Andy has been assaulted numerous times by Antifa. Let's give it a listen here.
Let me show people some video of you right in the middle of Antifa. This is not First Amendment rights. They are attacking you. They end up coming in here in a moment and they'll start punching you. And Andy, know as we watch this video, Democrats want to tell us Antifa doesn't exist. They just punched you in the face here.
Yeah, not only did they punch me on the face and head, they were wearing gloves that were reinforced with fiberglass so that my brain bled and I was hospitalized and nearly died. So I would like to tell that story to the Democrats. I would like to tell them about the stories of people who have been killed by Antifa, like Aaron Danielson in Portland, Oregon in 2020, who was a Trump supporter who was assassinated by an Antifa gunman who left behind a manifesto and made references to Antifa, very similar to Antifa references, by the way, on the rifle cartridges that were found near the Charlie Kirk assassination site.
Very real. And there's another story that he actually has written up over on his profile from one of the first times he was actually assaulted by Antifa, to where he was an undercover reporter inside Antifa, and they chased him for blocks throughout Portland. He got zero help. He ended up having to run into a hotel as they were beating on him, falls into the hotel lobby, demands that they call the cops. The people inside the hotel want to kick him out because he's not wearing a face mask. Luckily, he refused to leave because he's bleeding profusely. This is back, and I want to say it was 2021. Refused to kick, to call the police for help when you have a bleeding man with a crowd of violent protesters outside that have clearly beat the crap out of him. The hotel refused to call the police and instead wanted him to leave because he didn't have a face mask on. He says he was able to survive by waiting for a hotel guest to come in, and he jumped in the elevator and then rode the elevator up. They ended up helping him, called the cops and EMS, and then he had a police escort, and then he had to basically run around for the rest of his life in hiding until he is where he's at today. It's absolute complete garbage. When people are talking about immigration not being a problem in the United States, well, I beg to differ. Here is a bunch of driver's licenses, as you guys can see, between California and New York. A super tanker coming in, gifting out 10 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you, sir. As you can see, in multiple of these, you have no name given. New York State and California reportedly have been issuing out commercial driver's licenses to illegal immigrants that don't even have a name. I want you to think about that for a hot second. A driver's license with no actual name attached to it. Not just a driver's license, a commercial's driver's license. Somebody that won't even give a name is given a commercial driver's license. A commercial driver's license is something that you would use for business. So if you don't have a name on your commercial driver's license, how are you paying taxes? How are you taking care of any of that crap? And the answer is you're not. Further, when you end up killing somebody and running away from the scene, you could leave your entire wallet in the car. It's not going to do any good because there's going to be literally no record of you. You could take your semi truck, ram it through 100 people. Not a problem. Not a problem. And law enforcement officers instead of New York and California, I'm not aware of a single one that's actually came out and spoken about this yet. And I know they know this stuff exists because they have inevitably at this point have pulled over some of these drivers with no name given written across their CDLs. This in particular pisses me off because I got ran off the road a couple years ago by a semi truck when I was driving through northern Oklahoma. It was going slow in the freaking slow lane. So I went to go overtake it in the fast lane. So I move out and I go to go around it. As I'm going around it, the semi truck just starts drifting into me, ends up taking out my front quarter panel. I was in a Subaru WRX. It takes out my front quarter panel and it pushes me over off to the side of the road and then starts swerves back. I get back on the road and then it swerves again, this time hard. And it ends up taking my hood and crunching it down underneath the front of this freaking truck and pushes me over into the center of the road, like a grass median. Luckily, I was able to steer into it. And thank God I had an all-wheel drive vehicle, able to steer into it and counter it until he finally woke up and drifted in the opposite direction. Then he continued on straight. The guy had absolutely no idea he hit me. And then he continued driving. And as he continues driving, I had to take my busted freaking car, get it back on the road, haul butt up, catch up to the freaking guy, and signal for him to pull over. He finally pulls over. I call the cops. Girl that's in the car with me is freaking out. Watch the driver switch, by the way. There's two drivers in that truck. They both switch. One of them can barely speak English, and the other one doesn't speak English. They were both Afghans. They said that they had cameras on their truck and that they were switching lanes and I went to go around them. Nope, not even close. Not even close. State trooper, when I asked him, why is it that you have people that cannot speak English that have a commercial's driver's license? He's like, dude, it's not me. He's like, it's the state. All they got to be able to do is, like, you know, identify the signs and stuff like that, and they can get it. I mean, that's literally it. I know it's harder to get a CDL. I know your CDL is kind of your life. And the other thing that was really interesting about that was the truck supposedly had cameras and they were going to be able to identify. And that's what they ended up telling the trooper. That's what ends up going in the report. Guess what? Somehow all those videos end up getting erased. And this is a major problem here in the United States of America. And it needs to get solved. And it needs to get solved fast. While people are busy denying Antifa and saying that we don't have these issues over here in the United States of America, I beg to frickin' differ. This video is from June of 2019. Remember how I told you guys yesterday, I'm pretty sure this video is actually from the night of June 18th going into the 19th, when they attacked the Portland ICE facility with explosive devices. I found the video. I talked about it yesterday. I found the video and I'm going to show it to you guys. Fox McCloud saying Subaru, I knew it, throwing up the gay pride flag. You know what? Wasn't really the purpose of that. It's sad that that's what you took away from that, man. It's really sad. But what would be worse is if I told you back then I was vaping and you would end up seeing all the vape smoke go out the window. Like, I was that guy at one point in time, like, not a joke. And we're not going to get into that vehicle. But anyways, yeah, it got wrecked by a freaking illegal. Clearly, in my opinion. And there's nothing that the state trooper could have done about it because they can't do anything about it. So let's take a look at this right here that we have up on the screen. Oh, good. Good. YouTube's now giving me warning saying that this video belongs to somebody else, as if like the fair warning or the fair use policy doesn't apply. So YouTube now wants to shut me down. That's great. Four federal officers ended up getting injured in this situation. Now, the other day, I ended up playing for you guys a video of the Portland mayor, governor, and probably some senators. I know like several others that are denying that this violence is actually taking place, even though it's completely and totally captured on video. And Portland police has done very little to deal with any of this stuff whatsoever. They just haven't. They won't. They show up. I showed you guys the videos yesterday of them showing up over the scenes, and they just literally do nothing. Here's another video from the other night. And just within the opening scene, as we take a look at it, you can see where, one, you have spray paint, new spray paint. This was not there when I showed the original videos of the facility on top of like the wood. They literally boarded up the entire outside of the building because of the amount of crap that's been done over there. And people that are clearly trespassing on the federal property, causing freaking problems. And let's see how it turned out. Oh, wrong mouse. Yeah, I'm going to pause it right there because I think it's very important. Now, We saw numerous videos from the first night that all this crap was going down. So Sunday going into Monday, we saw numerous videos of Portland police that would show up and then quickly leave. And they were enforcing the law by telling people to just get on the sidewalk. That's what they were doing. Just telling people to get up and get on the sidewalk. Well, that's nuts to me, because I guarantee you they're violating numerous laws just by crowding the streets in the way in which they're doing it. So I got asked last night, how is it that these people are allowed to do these things? What can we do in order to actually affect and actually make a change over on the streets? Like, what can the cops actually do when the mayor of the city, for example, doesn't want any of this crap to be going down and thinks that there's no violence taking place amongst these people? And the answer is quite simple. Enforce the laws that you need to enforce. Instead of telling people to get on the sidewalk, arrest them for blocking a freaking highway or a roadway, however it's written in Oregon revised statutes. They don't have a right to block that road. Federal agents should be arresting every single idiot that was trespassing on their property after they were giving a warning. I don't care if they're holding a camera. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care what they're dressed like. I don't care what they look like. Every single one of them should be arrested and charged. And Portland police shouldn't just turn and walk away after they go in and make one arrest, because the end result ends up being this every single time. The people get on the sidewalk, and then the moment the police leave, they go back to conducting the same violent crap they've been doing. And then Department of Homeland Security ends up having to come out and solve the freaking problem.
Coward! I ain't done nothing. What do you want to do?
Fuck you guys.
Go back inside.
That, by the way, is exactly how you can tell the Portland police are not doing their jobs. You still have vehicles rolling up to this location as all this mayhem is going down. The Portland police quite literally are ignoring what the hell is taking place down there, and it's freaking disgusting.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck are you doing now?
I don't know how much more disgusted I could be that nothing is really being enforced. And I actually expect even more out of these federal officers, like over here, when you get to this little part where they're up there and you got this guy that's waving his arms, this idiot right here in the black, waving his arms and hands in the face of that officer that's standing right there. To me, I take that crap as a threat. It only takes a split second for that guy to either pull out a knife or to punch you in the face. And that is a risk that they don't have to take. And when you start looking at it, they're actually staying on federal property, which they're clearly trying to get people away from. Those people need to be drugged down to the ground, cuffed, and thrown in a dang jail cell until they get out processed. That simple. And have them face their day in court. Do that for every single one. Each of these officers should have about 10 cuffs on them, like flex cuffs, just to be able to take these like piles of garbage and actually arrest them and get the job done. But they don't, and it's very, very sad and disturbing. Perky coming in with $2. And again, we're talking about earlier in the episode that the military needs reform. So does law enforcement in this particular situation. At no point in time should they have to put themselves in a situation where they are being surrounded by a bunch of Antifa nut jobs to where they are subject to getting hurt. This lady right over here with her little basket, very plausible that she pulls out a knife and just stabs that cop right in the freaking side of the neck. Why are we allowing these people to break the law? Ale coming in with two, or is it Al or Ale? It's hard for me to read. I'm from Puerto Rico and wondering Venezuela issue. The Venezuela issue is exactly that. It's a drug issue, and I don't see that thing going anywhere. I think our government's doing a fairly good job stopping a lot of the drugs and stuff they're running. No, I do not think that we're going to invade Venezuela. I don't think we're going to attack Venezuela. I don't think we're going to try to oust Maduro. I don't think we're going to do any of that crap. I think we're simply going to sit on the outskirts and take care of the drug problem. This is downtown Portland. Daylight. Welcome to hell. Fascists need not enter. This is how much control they have over the city. Multiple windows up there that they're flying this banner from, hanging it over that business in the front. Maybe it's the business owner that's actually flying it. Maybe that's an actual Antifa center. Who the hell knows? This is what they are dealing with. And yet the mayor, the governor, senators, they all want to pretend like it's not an issue, like they have control over their city when clearly they do not. Tom Bone says, we have came to a fork in the road and the edge of a coming storm. One path will lead to our destruction and the other will unite us and make us stronger. I only pray we pick the latter. Tom, you and I both pray that this problem is solved very, very quick, because what we shouldn't be having is stuff like that over on the streets. Transtifa, very real thing. Here's a Daylight video, came out yesterday.
Women abducting kids, your boss does. Our community wants you out. Kidnapper. Fucking kidnapper. Your boss is a pedophile. All of you touch women like fucking rapists. Bye.
Yep, Trantifa, hanging out on the streets over there. All these people, again, blocking the freaking driveway, standing in the middle of the street. You can tell just by the amount of cars that are stopped right there on the side of the street. And these people are just over there violating the law. Why the heck does the Portland Police Bureau not have an enduring presence at this location? It makes literally no sense. And you have elected officials that are backing up the wording on this. Somebody says, WTF is that? That's Trantifa, man. You want to see it again? Trantifa. Trantifa.
Women abducting kids, your boss does. Our community wants you out. Kidnapper. Fucking kidnapper. Your boss is a pedophile. All of you touch women like fucking rapists. Bye. Criminals.
Yep, that's a thing. Yeah, I'm glad you guys like that. That's what's actually taking place over inside of Portland. This is the type of people that are actually out there that they're dealing with on a daily basis. And again, that's a new video. Here's another video that came from, I want to say, the night of the 28th going into the 29th.
Been watching her.
Did you guys hear that chant in the background? For anybody that's saying Antifa doesn't exist, they literally just shouted, "Antifa will live forever." So anybody that's trying to tell you Antifa's not out there, and that fat chick that was just featured in that video is trying to circle around. She's actually assaulted the lady that's taking this video numerous times. Fox McCloud says, not very ladylike, of course, referring to the Trantifa member that we just looked at a little bit earlier. Patrick Loudon says, can't even define what a woman is yet, throwing accusations. Ha ha ha. Yeah, I know. That's half the problem. Right? Like, what is a child according to them? I don't know.
Back from me, you, Katie.
Why are you recording me? I'm not doing shit to you. You're recording me. So why the
you
fuck
committed
are you
a crime
me?
Against
oh,
me?
Katie, what?
You need to get away from me. You are a threat.
But why are you here? If I'm a threat. Why are you here?
I didn't approach you.
I've been telling you shit. You're the one recording me. So if I'm a threat, why are you here?
You need to get away from me. It's not very, not a good idea.
I'm a threat and you're here. And you're here if I'm a threat. How the fuck do you feel threatened by me?
I got a problem with this lady.
What?
Didn't you
just hit
already?
Oh, I'm scared. She got back up. I'm fucking scared. She got back up. Man, no one's even talking to you.
No, don't come over here.
Why are you harassing us?
That's what you guys are doing. No, I don't even know you guys. I don't know you.
Come on, primo.
I'm walking by and she's recording me. Why the fuck is she recording me? She
feels
threatened? Why the fuck
is
she coming here
if
she feels
threatened?
Fucking
name
that bitch.
Yeah, man.
This
fucking chambers. That's rich coming from Mexicans coming across people to the city. I'm mixing up fucking stuff. What's up? What's up?
What am I right saying?
Yep. 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 Trantifa. Ladies and gentlemen, and Antifa, downtown Portland, and I wanted to show you guys this. It literally says, kill yourself, Fed, written on the side of this shirt. What is going on over here? Who's calling me at this such an early hour? That's weird. What's going on? Okay, one second. Hey, guys.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.